This is Anthony Walsh.
Hello, this is Paul Quaid.
Very good. I'll be taking a place of Craig Burkett to get today as your AG rep.
All righty. Who else do we have on? Do we have the meeting going yet?
Nope.
Hey, good afternoon. Yeah, we just rolled over 1 o'clock. This is Nikhil with the Off-Highway Vehicles Program. Today is Wednesday, June 24th, 1 p.m. We're here to hold workshop number 2 for Nevada Administrative Code 490 surrounding the off-highway vehicle registration and grants process. So I guess we'll start with number 1.
Well, do you want to call to order, and then how about public comment before and after?
Yeah. We'll call this meeting to order, and we'd like to just open the floor to public comment if anybody has any comments regarding the proposed changes to NAC 490.
Nikhil, this is Paul Quaid. Do you want to take me during public comment?
Sure. Paul, that's appropriate, or if you have specific NACs up for discussion, we can talk about those at the next section.
Next item.
Or the next item number?
Correct, the next item number.
Yeah, I just had a couple of things, of small typos that I saw. So whenever you guys want to hear from me, let me know.
Okay. Anybody else looking to enter public comment?
Amen.
Okay. We're hearing no public comment, so let's move on to item number two, review and discussion of the proposed changes to NAC 490 provided in as a, Appendix A as a supporting document. So, Paul, what are your concerns regarding this?
I noticed that a couple of my SORA's observations, and again, Paul Quaid on behalf of Silver State Off-Road Alliance, some of our previous observations were implemented into the changes of the NAC, and we do appreciate that. I just had a couple of typos that I saw or I was unclear on. The first is in Section 16, NAC 901355.
Yep.
And subsection 2B, which would be page 3, the top of page 3, to operate and maintain the projects for 25 years after completion or for the normal life of the product. And I had a question of whether that should be project.
Correct. So we use the word product there to just define like any facility or, you know, the end result of the grant project. And we'd like to see if it's a facility, we'd like to see that maintained for longer than 25 years versus if it's, you know, if the product of the grant project is a trail, then that might, you know, degrade before 25 years is up and require maintenance.
And in our previous recommendations, we identified facility. I saw that you chose to go with projects without defining facility. So I don't know if this creates a bit of confusion of to what a product is in reference to a facility. So that would be my only concern. I identified it as, you know, a product as in a piece of hard equipment or the like, but did not associate it with facility. And that's the only confusion that I saw.
Okay. Do you have any language change or a different word that we can use that would encompass facility or any, you know, outcome of a grant project?
Project.
I believe that our previous recommendation was for facility or project, but then you run into the difficulty of defining what a facility is, and we didn't have suggested language there, but we're happy to provide some if you care to define facility. That's the only that's where I think that that should go, and having some facility defined and then expanding that for project or facility under 2B of Section 16.
Got it. So, Paul, I'm just making these notes here, and maybe I can follow up with you with the final language, that draft language that we'll submit to LCB for review. And,
okay.
I mean, I think my understanding is that they will also rework this over the next 30 days in July.
I'm sure they will. So, moving on to the next one, Section 21 of 1385. That's NAC 490-1385. Subsection 2 on that still has the reference to NAC 490-1393.
Okay.
Which is being deleted. That would be Section 23, and that is proposed for deletion. So we've got to at least remove that reference.
Okay. I'm just reviewing the .1393 right now. And it's like reviewing a grant scoring committee.
Set forth in addition to the requirements of number 2, sets forth in addition of subsection 2. It says 1393 versus 1335.
Yeah, Paul, do you have a suggestion? Do we need to reference a different NAC in that same section, maybe the one that we're amending to use a technical advisory committee, or do we just remove that completely?
Well, it does require, and I was trying to look for where the reference was, because I think we refer back to the NRS 490 and those purposes, or you guys are suggesting that, and so...
NAC 491385, so 490.13.
We're referencing basically the purposes designated in 490.0692C, the nine current purposes that we have.
491393.
And okay. Maybe in addition to the purposes of
okay.
All right.
Perhaps, let me see.
Okay, so actually, Paul, that brings up another reference in Section 4. We're also referencing NEC 490.1393, which is going to be removed, as you said. So I need to also look at Section 4 in addition to Section 21.
Yeah, and I'm trying to figure out... talking about the technical advisory committee as to what, you're correct, and as to what are the priorities and scoring criteria.
Okay.
That's one of the concerns that I think we had still related to the criteria utilized by the technical advisory committee and making sure that was perfectly clear to the grant applicants. Does this breathe life back into 490.193 and a reference to the technical advisory committee?
193. I think that we need to change this, just change the language that says, I'm referencing Section 4, NAC 490.1295,
yes.
Defining the Technical Advisory Committee. In this definition, we reference NAC 490.1393, which will be removed. And I think that we need to say something along the lines of, I'll just read the entire definition. The Technical Advisory Committee means a committee that may be formed by the director to provide input to the commission to score grant applications based on merit of applications and funding priorities as defined by the commission in an open meeting, or as defined by the commission during their meeting. Because we want the commission to still be able to weigh all of the different scoring criteria and deliver those weights over to the technical advisory committee during the grant review. And those funding priorities will change from year to year. For example, last year I think we weighted law enforcement the highest and then trail building and maintenance right behind it. So those might change in future years.
And so our previous observation on the elimination of 490.193 to go along those lines is perhaps its preservation instead of the elimination of Section 23.1393, referencing the Technical Advisory Committee, and at least leaving in Section 2, B, related to the specific factors and the criteria that the Technical Advisory Committee would use to evaluate and score the application, and the form of any specific contract. So you leave that in, but just make reference to the Technical Advisory Committee and the priorities that are being adopted by the Commission. So it may take some reworking of 1393, and our observation would be that that's probably a good thing.
Okay. Provide
more guidance to the grant applicants as to what is going to be prioritized, which, as you point out, can vary from year to year, and you don't want to be bound by that.
Okay. 490.1393. Okay, so I'm going to have to review our project notes here, but SOAR is proposing that we retain 490.1393 and just rework Section 2 that states, when the Commission issues a request for grant applications as referenced in NAC 490.1335, the Commission will ensure that the request sets forth type of project that can be used. Types of project for which the grant can be used, that's defined in NRS. We only have 9 types. Specific factors and criteria that the grant scoring committee will use to evaluate and score an application.
That would obviously change to the technical advisory committee, correct?
Correct, yep. And then C, the form of any specific contract that a successful applicant will be required to enter into with the commission. So that's just like a template of our grant agreement. Okay, we'll look into how to reword that or just changing the reference NAC 490.1393. Do both outcomes work for you, even though SOAR prefers retaining 490.1393?
We prefer it from the perspective of it lays it out, and I think it's more clear for the grant applicant.
Okay.
But obviously the grant scoring committee would no longer exist, and that's our position.
Okay, we'll try to clarify that the scoring criteria is defined by the commission, whether it retains NAC 490.1393 or we just say during a public meeting, I think that's still up in the air.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that, but obviously, and in any case, those references to 1393 need to be clarified.
Okay, noted. Sorry, Greg, what was your comment?
So they're just trying to ensure that the Technical Advisory Committee gets clear communication on the goals and objectives and scoring criteria from the Commission for their vote.
Okay.
And then we still have our vote in addition to setting the priorities.
Got it. Okay.
That's agreed.
Your knowledge.
I just like the transparency, as much transparency as we can provide for the grant applicants up front.
Sure.
As far as how it's going to be scored and where the priorities are of the commission.
Yeah. No argument.
Yep. Okay. Any other comments, Paul?
Nothing from us.
Any other comments from the public about NAC 490 and the proposed changes? Okay, I think that something, a topic worth bringing up to the public is that you'll note during the second round of revisions, we're focusing on changes to the grant program and the management of OHV grants. We've removed all of the impacts to the DMV, so anything about submitting forms electronically that were proposed during workshop one have since been removed. So just matter of public record, that's what's happening. Okay. If there are no further comments on NAC 490 and our proposed changes, then we'll move on to item number three, public comment. Is our OHV Commissioner Sue Baker on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Sue, Commissioner Baker, so do you during this public comment period, was there anything that you wanted to discuss regarding NACs, NRS, safety, training, or anything like that? We can have that discussion since we're all meeting today.
No, I think I'm just excited that we're Melanie put together a matrix interviewing 7 or 8 other states that all have the mandatory safety program and put in the elements that they liked and how they started it. And the general feedback was all the states initiated it because clubs asked for it and people asked for it due to the accidents and deaths occurring in their prospective communities. And so I think that it's a good start for us. So, but I don't have any comments. So you caught me off guard, Nikhil.
Okay. Well, we're 18 minutes into this meeting, and it sounds like we don't have many other comments for NAC 490. So I figured we'd have that up for discussion. Otherwise, we're ready to adjourn this meeting.
This is Paul Quaid from SORA. And based upon the discussions at the last public meeting of the commission, we have been doing outreach as to the club's desires related to mandatory versus voluntary and their desire to participate, also reaching out to industry to see what their willingness would be to participate in that process, whether it be voluntary or mandatory, to assist the commission and outdoor folks with putting these classes on. So we're trying to do our part in that regard and get this thing moving along.
Awesome.
And one other final comment. The OHV website is down. I just wanted to let Nikhil know, and we're trying to refer folks over to the call-in, but weren't able to do that because the OHV Commission website is down at this point.
Okay. Sorry, I'm not
saying Nikhil, this is Dominic Etchegoyen, Deputy Director with the Department of Conservation and Natural Resources. Last, I think yesterday down in southern Nevada, there was a backhoe that cut through a line that operates a lot of the state internet, and we have since been having major issues, and so I think that is part of the problem. Our EATS department within the state is trying to correct these issues, but we keep struggling with it, so I apologize.
Hey, Dominic, this is Kathy Erskine. Also, the information is available on the legislative website and on the regular state website, so it is posted in other locations as well.
Okay. Yeah, thanks for this update. I think the OHV website was working as early as this morning or even 12:30, so I'll try and get that back up and running, but no comments on that right now.
I know. I was on it myself early this morning because I renewed my machine's registration, and it worked fine, but...
Girl.
Paul Quaid again. I'm trying to get in now as well as just the regular state website on the notices. Maybe they're just working on it like Dominique was saying, so hopefully it's just temporary.
All right, so we've got a due date of July 1st for this draft language. If any parties wants to contact me offline about these NAC 490 changes, my contact information is provided on our agenda. Other than that, we'll adjourn this meeting.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you later.
Your conference is ending now. As requested by the host, please hang up.